Hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Read Comics Podcast. I'm Jason.
Florence.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Marty.
Marty didn't get to do the intro this time.
I thought we were going clockwise.
No, we're going random.
Okay.
Maybe if you put down that game.
It's not a game, it's the internet.
Are you looking something up?
I was looking up comics.
Comics. Yes. Google News.
Looking up comics on the internet.
We're going to try a little experiment this time.
We're trying research. That is an experiment for us.
Instantaneous research.
Yeah, but we're going to do it as we're podcasting.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, like before or anything.
Okay. Yes. I had this idea that as a topic, we would look up current comic news articles and just do our own commentary on them. Just, you know, why we think this is interesting. Just to, you know, as an alternative to what we're reading now.
What if we don't think it's interesting?
Well, we'll talk about articles that we think are interesting.
Guess what the first thing that came up was?
So what we did was we put in comics into Google News. So what was the first thing that came up?
Newsarama.
Well, what article?
I think it's just the main page.
Just the main page. What did you search for?
It's possible that some advanced version would have been.
Did you search for comics or did you search for comic news?
I wasn't actually on comic news. I was just on Google. Let me actually go to the comic news.
You mean news?
News.google.com.
This
comics.
Is riveting audio
it,
entertainment.
There's a link. Let me follow it.
So I will talk about something I actually read. It's just, you know, something to
all
fill
right,
this
all
time.
Right.
And then it's Spike After the Fall.
Huh.
And it's a miniseries sort of spinoff from the current Angel.
After the Fall.
Right. Exactly.
Did Joss write it?
No, Joss hasn't written any of the Angel stuff either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been supposedly approved, you know, his vision of the season, but he's had a much less hands-on role than he has in the Buffy season 8.
And this is IDW and not Dark Horse.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, and they have limited ability to do any kind of crossover or shared characters because they are still owned differently. So characters that were created on Buffy and then went over to Angel have a somewhat different set of rules than characters that were created for Angel.
Okay.
That being said, I've mentioned before that I'm disappointed with the Angel, and I couldn't stop myself from buying the Spike miniseries because I love Spike, and it was just terrible. And the thing that pissed me off most in this most recent issue is there's a moment with the character of Connor, Angel's son, that is so out of character that I just wanted to scream. So have you watched enough of this to know it all?
I saw random episodes of Angel after it stopped being on the same night as Buffy.
Okay, so nobody in the room with me, but perhaps somebody listening, understands my pain when I say that Connor, who was kidnapped and brought up in Hell Dimension, where he had to fight every day and had no human kindness, and his adoptive father was psychotic.
Connor is
Ilyana. I know what that's like.
Exactly.
Connor is Ilyana?
Exactly.
She's coming back this December again.
I guess, of course. Go on.
Okay. So, there's this throw-off moment in this latest issue of Spike After the Fall in which Connor reveals that he has saved a watch and scrupulously set a time every single day since LA has been thrust into this hell kind of dimension, but not exactly, because, you know, it's important to know what time it is and not just to live by the sun. And I just wanted to kill someone.
Who
did you want to kill?
People who are continuing this and calling it canon. Because, I mean, it's one thing to have a bad comic based on a show I loved, but it's another thing to say this really is part of the canon. Because the Buffy, I believe, really is keeping very closely with the characters I know on the Angel Spike stuff. Really, it's not.
I'm not caught up with the Buffy stuff. I need to borrow those issues from you for the next book club.
Yay.
But I did read through the Faith arc, and then the standalone issue that was after that, because I just recently got the first two trades from the library.
Yay!
I think I had most of them in single issues, but I stopped buying them around the second or third issue of the Faith arc, and now I don't even remember what that standalone issue was.
Was it the other Buffy?
No, that was after the first Buffy arc. It was the standalone issue with the house where Buffy and Willow went to the house.
Oh.
And they fought some demon that showed them in each other's minds or something. I don't remember exactly. I really liked the Faith arc. I thought that was good.
I agree. And Faith is one of my favorite characters, so I always really love to see her portrayed in a way that I find familiar and cool.
Sure.
Yes. Marty has yet to see an episode with Faith in it I think he would enjoy.
That's because he just likes the boobs.
Yeah. Well, why do you think I like her? But no, on top of that, she's also awesome. An interesting, complex character. But great boobs.
All right, so what's this story on?
First article under Google News searching for comics is Beyonce wants to be Wonder Woman.
Yes.
To which I say, don't we all?
Oh, that hurts my head.
No, I've actually read that as well.
From BBC News, actually. Second one is T-Pol's Weekly Marvel Comics Review, Part 1.
Who? What?
T-Pol's. I don't know who T-Pol is. Some rapper, probably. Weekly Marvel Comics Review, Part 1.
Makes me think of a bunch of horny teenagers
are making
my comics. That might be interesting to actually read.
Let's follow.
And this is from filmfodder.com.
Yes. Join us, will you?
I went back and started reading the JLA Grant Morrison trade paperbacks. Who, you know, he's writing Final Crisis. And his stuff in Final Crisis kind of builds on what started, it seems, back when he took over JLA, back in the late 90s. And even in that, you can see where he worshipped Jack Kirby's Fourth World stuff. I don't know if any of this is making any sense to you guys. But basically, the Mr. Miracle, Darkseid, New Gods, Forever People, everything. That is so much a part of what's going on through Final Crisis. And right now, the arc that I'm reading in JLA talks about all of that. And there's so many references to the Fourth World stuff that I think that Grant Morrison is actually channeling Jack Kirby right now. But in kind of a
possessed sort of way.
Well, yeah. Like, maybe he's channeling him through Carol Ann.
Okay, I gotta ask you something, Jason.
What?
About Final Crisis.
All right.
Back a couple of years ago, let's go in the Wayback Machine to a couple of years ago. During Civil War.
Yes.
And a certain friend of mine bitching about how the covers, they only got half a cover. And
I don't like that either.
And Final Crisis' covers.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask you if you had the same opinions of Final Crisis' covers then.
Yeah, I dislike the fact that they have alternate covers. So
also Civil War.
I mean, there are some covers that are full figure ones, but I dislike the ones that are
the third of a
of the
cover.
Yeah, everything else is red. I think it's lazy. I really do.
And I haven't really read Final Crisis, but I've seen the covers. And those, they don't look lazy. They just look like there may have been a big thing that just was shrunk down to
that's probably
crazy
the case,
condensed size, which makes it look just busy.
Yeah,
not really
I don't. It's not something that I like. I'm not a big fan of the banners either that so many comics have these days. You know, the World War Hulk.
That's not the
Dark Side Club sightings. But again, it's just like it's covering up cover real estate.
What did you think of cover blurbs back in the day?
Cover blurbs
Welcome
are slightly...
Welcome to the X-Men, Kitty. Hope you survive the experience.
See, that's slightly different, because
yeah.
that's, you know, something that's specific to that issue.
Okay.
along the same lines of, you know, tiny art that you can't make out, I heard that the guy who's, I can't remember his name, but the guy who does Top 10, who's local.
Gene Ha.
Yeah. I remembered at the exact same moment that you said it, so I didn't forget. Gene Ha actually draws smaller, at like 3/4 size, than the actual comic is printed. And know his work,
and it gets
like,
enlarged,
it is
and
super
it does
detailed
quality.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because apparently, if he drew bigger,
okay,
he would just make it that much more detailed.
How does he ink his own work, or does he have an inker?
I don't know. That's a good question.
My jaw
I
actually
think he
just
has an
dropped
inker.
There.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
don't. That's insane.
That is
kind
of crazy.
Well, I wonder if he draws it 3/4 size, and then they blow it up, and then it gets inked.
I would have to assume that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because wow, that is insanity. Okay, I thought Grant Morrison was crazy, but maybe the crazy clown goes to Gene Ha.
Could you imagine them two making a comic together? The one only the Joker could understand.
That's right.
So I also did my research here during that conversation on Google News.
During each conversation, there's at least one of us that's going to be tuning out and doing something
looking for some
different
random article in the news.
And this one is A Month of Good LGBT Comics, Young Bottoms in Love. And it looks like it's discussing Young Bottoms in Love was an online comic series edited by Tim Fish
yep.
that ran at Pop Image from 2002 to 2006.
What about it?
It existed.
Breaking news!
Well, actually, I bought that Cavalcade of Boys Digest comic that I bought, the thick book. That is by Tim Fish. I got that at Wizard World. That was the only gay thing I found at all in Wizard World. At all.
At all.
Yeah, I've heard of Young Bottoms in Love, and it's not adult, though, is it?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Here.
Looks like it's an anthology that has different contributors.
In conjunction with Prism Comics. Prism, who they're the gay comic kind of, not gay comic publisher, but they publish the Guide to Gay Comics each year.
Mm-hmm.
Guide
Which
to GLBT
really
Comics.
Neat.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I would like to read that. I mean, I would buy it if we found it, but maybe I could also just
I could lend it to you.
Jason's copy. But yeah, that was interesting. When does that come out? Is that quarterly?
It's yearly.
Yearly?
Annually.
Yeah. I wonder if do they have a website that has like news on it and stuff?
Yeah. PrismComics.com, I think.
Hmm.
There's probably a link to it on this. Let's see. Yep.
Doop.
Doop.
Doop. Doop.
Oh, PrismComics.org.
Hmm. Do you think we should link to that?
Yeah, of course.
Do we now?
Probably not. We will tonight.
Okay.
Link to it.
Yes, by the time you're hearing our voices.
Maybe.
And actually, one of the writers on the Prism Comics website is one of our guests of honor at Galaxicon.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Which
Terrence.
One?
Terrence Greep. And actually, Andy Mangles as well. I think he writes, both Andy Mangles and Terrence Greep both write for Prism Comics. Write little articles on their website. There is a thing about Prop 8 on here.
Mm.
Yay Obama, but oh Prop 8. Sad day. Check out Brian Anderson's cartoon.
Oh.
So there is a cartoon about Proposition 8 passing.
Which is some bullshit.
No shit. Yeah, it's a bittersweet week after so much joy.
And it's a comic of a little guy with he is saying, yay, I voted no on Prop 8. Now, when should we get married? The spring. Oh, so much to plan. That's on Tuesday, November 4th, and he has a heart. Hopes, dreams. The next panel is Wednesday, November 5th. What? We, no freaking way. The heart is tearing in half.
Mm.
And then he drops the heart, and hope, dreams, and equality is shattered.
Mm.
There's work to do.
There is. So, yeah. Mike, what about you? What have you been reading?
Well, this week's poll was very light for me. There wasn't really anything that I had gotten, which is a good thing, because last time I went, I hadn't gone in 3 weeks and had to buy, like, $60 worth of stuff. But, so I sought out some other issues, that some new series that I hadn't been normally picking up. The first one that I started reading was a Vertigo series by the name of Air.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And I'm forgetting the name of the creators. I didn't bring it with me, and maybe somebody can look it up while I'm talking. And I've read the first two issues. There's been three released so far. And they're entertaining. They're very good. From the brief synopsis, it's about a stewardess named Blythe who has, what is fear of heights? Acrophobia? Is that right?
Acrophobia.
Acrophobia, yeah. She's got acrophobia, but she's a stewardess, so they often ask her, how can someone with acrophobia be a stewardess? But she gives some explanations, but that's not really the central part of the story. What is that she's she's a stewardess for international flights, and it's centered around terrorism. She meets a very mysterious, very handsome man, who, Jason seemed annoyed. Sorry.
I am annoyed with this page not loading on the
iPhone. Sorry.
The writer is G. Willow Wilson, and the artist is M.K. Perker.
G. Willow Wilson is one of the few that I'm aware of mainstream comic writers that's a female. So, other than Gail Simone, I can't really name many others.
G. Willow Wilson is a female?
Yeah.
Is a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. She wrote Cairo, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which was really good.
I think I picked that up at the latest convention, Cairo. Maybe, no, I'm thinking the comic book Egypt. That was written by, I think, might have been Joe Casey, but
okay.
I'm not sure. But, I'm forgetting my train of thought from the
air,
yes.
Terrorism.
What I was talking about, terrorism. Yes, the first issue is pretty implausible. It's not really. Some of it's you're just kind of rolling your eyes at. There's a terrorist takeover of a plane that goes far too easy for the terrorists, and then defeating the terrorists goes far too easily as well. The second issue picks up the interest a little bit as she searches for her missing mysterious lover who rescued her from the terrorist takeover attempt or the hijacking attempt. And, you know, without spilling too many beans about it, it goes into the secret agencies and a hidden country that doesn't really exist, and It's a pretty interesting story, and I'm interested to see where it goes, but at the same time, it's pretty lightweight storytelling, too.
How many episodes or issues have there been?
There's been three released. I've only read the first two. The art's really interesting, though. The art is pretty good. It reminds me, I would say, of Phil Jimenez. Is that correct, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be Jimenez. Are you a frog?
My stomach is making weird noises.
It was extremely frog-like.
Yes.
I'm just riveted.
I'm riveting.
completely riveting.
Exactly.
No flies on you.
The other issues I picked up this last week was Zero G's, the first two issues of that, and I actually haven't read them yet, but the art looks really good.
Yeah, Marty actually picked up a new comic this week because our poll was very light, and and forbid, we not get many comics every week.
That's exactly how I felt.
But it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. It's called Gigantic. And the premise being that Earth exists as a cheap reality show for much more enlightened races that don't have nearly as much drama.
And that was set up like 5,000 years ago or something. And the first page of the comic is awesome. It's these aliens, like, you know, talking about the specifications for the new planet TV show that they're building. And, you know, he's like, I want their brains to be very, their frontal lobes to be very small. And then they have to have very strong religious beliefs. And, like, basically setting, you know, a recipe for war.
Peace should go against their very nature.
Yeah.
Well, now I know who to thank.
Yeah, I will look up who does it.
Okay. Somebody else has to talk. Well, half of the group is...
Yeah, this is
things.
The problem. I think we've reached a sort of critical mass of iPhones amongst
yes.
the podcasters, and now that's all really we ever want to do.
Well, let's jump into... We've talked about DC and indies. Let's go into some Marvel news. Secret Invasion's coming to a conclusion next month. It's actually going to be 2 weeks late, which...
Surprise!
This is
not news.
That's not too bad considering the rest of Secret Invasion has been on time. And
so we know it's coming?
We know it's coming. Do we know it's coming? I don't know.
I'm just saying it's not very secret.
I'm saying that...
we know it's coming.
What I was going to say was that they could have used a little lateness if it would had improved the quality of the series. it does have a definite feel of being rushed through it. It's the supporting stories outside of Secret Invasion that are much more interesting to me. The stuff that's been going on in New Avengers and Mighty Avengers and She-Hulk's was interesting. X-Factors was kind of okay. And, you know, Secret Invasion, X-Men and Secret Invasion, Fantastic Four and Secret Invasion, blah, blah, blah. So much Secret Invasion. My head's going to explode. My prediction, though, is that the Skrulls will end up with some sort of presence on Earth after the war is done.
Hmm.
And they've kind of been hinting at that through these weird advertisements throughout the Marvel Comics where they say, embrace change.
Yeah,
and
I have seen that.
They show these children hanging out with a Skrull child eating ice cream and playing softball. And
ice cream.
Other ice cream, yeah. Skrull ice cream.
So,
it's mint chocolate chip for Skrulls with them, I guess.
Mint chocolate chip.
Okay, dumb part of the last Secret Invasion comic when they had their big epic battle and one of them yells, get the queen, get the Spider-Woman Skrull. Why didn't she just change it to something else? And would have thrown off the hero's plans just like that. Instead, they're like, she's like, oh, I better stay Spider-Woman so they can all find me. So, yeah.
Okay, let me just say a little bit more about the Gigantic. It's Rick Remender, the guy behind
Fury
Agent.
Yeah.
Who is doing Gigantic. And it's also drawn by Eric Nguyen.
Nguyen.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I have too, and I don't know who it is. I will look it up. But that's who it is.
Back to Secret Invasion and the Spider-Woman thing. It's possible that when they went through the ritual that made her into, that gave her Spider-Woman's powers, she might have been locked into that form, but I'm not sure if that's right. That's true or not. I can't remember.
So they...
Still memorable.
Where is the original Spider-Woman?
Nobody knows. She was kidnapped. Same thing with Henry Pym. And we would assume Jarvis and some of the other people who have been replaced. But
they're all dead!
That has not been told yet.
They're dead. I'm telling you, they're dead.
So are they already setting up the next crisis?
Yeah. Yeah, they've already announced where that's going to be. It's actually something going on in this winter, immediately following Secret Invasion. And I'm forgetting the name of it. But there is a new title spinning from... A few new titles spinning from Secret Invasion. One of them is a Spider-Woman ongoing title.
Spider-Woman is the Skrull?
Well, what they said back in Chicago was, whoever is wearing a Spider-Woman costume at that point will have her own series. And what's exciting to me about this is by the creative team of Bendis and Alex Maleev,
mm-hmm.
who did
Daredevil.
Many things. Daredevil, they did Alias. They probably did a few other things, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Also, a new title is going to be, I think, Dark Avengers or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been pretty secretive about what that's going to consist of. And I believe a series starring Nick Fury and his team of warriors that came out from Secret Invasion. I've not been keeping up with a lot of the news about this stuff, so what I'm saying could be way out of date, but but that's what I know.
To go back to what you were talking about earlier, Florence, with this whole Young Bottoms in Love, what comic book resources, did you say this, that comic book resources, what they're doing is the entire month of November, they're featuring a different LGBT comic every day.
I did not grasp that.
Yep. So, keep going to comic book resources. Every day in November, they would pick a month with only 30 days instead of 31, I suppose. just kidding. Just kidding.
You
think
they're
going to
do
thing.
One on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. But they say that every day in November, they're going to feature a different LGBT movie, or comic.
Florence, I think you should review the Obama comic that you had gotten. You did?
Yes.
On the website.
On the website.
Avid reader of our own website.
No. Not always.
Also in comic book resources, they talk that MySpace has some pages up from Kevin Smith's Batman series.
Huh.
Did you know that Kevin Smith was going to be writing Batman?
I did not know that. But just to follow up on Mike's comment, I did review the first Obama and McCain comics, but apparently there's been a subsequent Obama comic that I did not
get. I didn't know that you had gotten the McCain one. You seemed kind of adamant against getting it at the time.
I was, and it looked like it was untouched. But then I flipped through it a little bit, and I realized how much I didn't know about him, and it did not seem to be glowing recommendation, so I was curious about the dirt. So I learned about several scandals that I would not have otherwise known that in no way swayed my opinion, but were interesting nonetheless.
Could they have swayed your opinion, do you think?
Well, there's no universe in which I would have voted for a Republican, so I think.
There's no bizarro Florence out there that would have voted Republican. Florence with
one
a goatee somewhere.
So I also learned that Remender and Nguyen is the same creative team that did Strange Girl, which Florence and I have read quite a bit of, and I think have the third trade waiting to be read.
I've read it.
You read it? It was Strange Girl is awesome.
That's the one about the hell taking over or something.
Well, it's basically
Revelations.
Yeah,
they're the Left Behind.
Okay.
But
Left Behind without a fundamentalist wacko. It's just used as a story.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she's left behind, but she doesn't really know why. I mean, it doesn't seem clear that she committed any sins, because, I mean,
she was a
kid.
But
she was really young. And
her whole family gets taken, and she's left to kind of fend for herself with the demons.
Yeah, and so she ends up getting a hold of this book of spells that gives her essentially superpowers. But, I mean, there's, you know, dozens of, you know, demon hordes, and she's fighting her way, I guess, to get to heaven. There's, like, a door still to heaven somewhere on the planet, and that's where they're headed, maybe. I don't know.
You're spewing your religious propaganda about.
Yeah. Well, this is obviously real. I mean, this is what will happen.
Okay.
In the future.
Except
probably
we'll
not
be taken
too far away.
Because we're all so devout.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying for Mike what will happen to Mike.
Oh, I see.
But clearly Florence and I will ascend. And then
ascend to what? That's the question.
Well, I don't care if it's aliens or God. Either one.
Yes, dear.
Okay.
All right, so
Bam.
Kevin Smith, Batman. Sorry.
No, continue. Kevin Smith, Batman.
Yes.
So
we saw the new Kevin Smith movie, and it was awesome.
The what movie?
The new
Zach and Murray.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the best of his movies.
I disagree with that, but I really enjoyed it.
It was so
I've heard
good.
Mixed reviews about it.
Well, not for me.
Is there porn in it?
There is.
There's simulated porn. That's fairly explicit.
Yeah. There are boobs.
Oh, great.
But not, like, a lot of them. It's not really porn.
It's not. Well, it's only rated R. It's not
C-17.
Yeah. I don't think there are any penises.
Did you?
No, again, there is.
Is there?
Go.
There are no erect penises.
No.
Well, they couldn't. I don't think they could put an erect penis into an R-rated film.
Did you go to?
Oh yeah.
You went to Rourke's Halloween party.
Yes,
I did.
So you saw Kate's costume.
Yes.
We should just give a quick mention to our
Kate's
costume.
There is a picture online, Marty's Flickr stream of Kate,
who had dressed up as Ms. Marvel,
quite possibly one of the best Ms. Marvel costumes ever.
And which I lobbied for her to show up at the cons as Ms. Marvel and
introduce us to Aquaman, I think you
said. Introduce us to Aquaman.
Just have tons of slobbering 15-year-old boys.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think she relished the idea too much.
Now, she dressed as Elektra last year.
Elektra was last year, and then the year before was Supergirl.
Okay. I think the Ms. Marvel one is the best.
Oh,
so
yeah,
far.
Totally. Also at last night's Halloween party at Jason's, who's Kate's boyfriend, Spider-Man was there, Wonder Woman was there.
There was a lot of superhero costumes.
Was there any more than that?
Know.
Apparently, Harley Quinn was going to show up, but she hadn't by the time we left. Jason had to leave early. Right after Rue showed up, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Rue was there.
Wow.
And then got mad at me because I was leaving right away.
I dragged Mike away. It was after midnight, and I was tired.
What was Rue dressed as?
Car was going to turn into a pumpkin. Rue was in a white zoot suit sort of thing. So,
he had
You didn't know what his costume was?
I don't know.
Looked like, actually, what he reminded me a lot of was the villain in Speed Racer, the movie.
Okay. So who were all the other superheroes?
Oh, that was it.
It's just, I think that
no,
for...
No, but I mean, would I know who they were?
The people? Besides Kate? I didn't know who they were, so...
Okay. Alright.
At Jason's, it's, you know, for all I know, he advertises his parties on Craigslist and people show up. So,
that's what it seems like sometimes. Well, we've
Craig
been at this for half an hour, and Florence earlier asked that we keep it short tonight, so maybe this one's short and sweet. We could do another short one later this week.
Marty and I will be out of town later this week.
Yeah. We could do one without them.
I'm leaving tomorrow for Myrtle Beach, and Marty's joining me on Wednesday. We'll be back next Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, so if you want to stalk us, that's where we're going to be.
Myrtle Beach. Is that's in North Carolina?
South Carolina. I know.
We're
not going there.
Oh my god!
Like,
South Carolina is the reddest of the red states.
Yes, we're not going to to add money to their tourism board. I am going out of business.
It is the state that had a big to do over the fact that their capital was still flying
the Confederate flag.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
The Confederate flag is like a holy relic to some people.
Well, especially people in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Good times, people.
Well,
something tells me that right now they're not too... Well, I don't know. I really... This Christmas,
now,
I'm going down to Missouri, Springfield, to see my family. One of my cousins is getting married, so I'm going to go and celebrate heterosexual privilege. Sorry, guys.
Bring a big rainbow flag.
But I am actually looking forward to going to see my redneck hillbilly relatives. They're not really. I don't know if any of them will listen to this. They're not really redneck and hillbilly. Actually, a number of them are quite cool, but they probably did vote for McCain.
I've got some out of Texas
myself.
I'm just kind of curious
as to what the sentiment is like down in Missouri right now. Among my relatives and stuff.
Yeah, when I went to work on Wednesday morning, I was like, there's a skip in my step, and I just, you know, I'd woken up early and I was in a great mood and I was a little bit surprised at how many of my coworkers seem to be in a very dismal mood.
Do you have a lot of gay coworkers?
No, I have a lot of McCain supporters.
Oh, dismal mood that way. Okay.
Yes. I actually didn't know Prop 8 had passed until later, so I was happy all that day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
most of the people at work were excited, except for the tax increase that was passed.
The sales tax.
To
sale, the,
fund our, oh,
yeah.
To Clean Water
Act. Yeah, the Clean Water Act in Minnesota.
Well, there's a property tax increase to fund our schools, which also I support the concept of.
Did it pass? Do we know?
Yeah, it did. I looked.
Does that mean your rent's going to go up?
I'm sure my our rent
we have
go
totally
up.
Stopped talking about comics.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what?
I'm gonna cut all this out.
Oh, are you?
Well, I don't know. Should
no,
I?
You're not.
Just leave it.
You.
Yay,
are,
we
you
won.
Probably bitched
the
about
most.
Having to edit last week's or last time.
I did edit last week's quite a bit.
We should have beginning of this when it started slow.
Your mom started slow.
On that note. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.